Australia's in the midst of a huge wave of infrastructure spending as governments move to boost the pandemic recovery, and that's sparking a big jump in the demand for engineers. Job vacancies have nearly doubled in a year, but a new report from Engineers Australia finds the industry's overlooking an untapped asset. Nearly half of the qualified migrant engineers already in Australia can't find jobs. Social affairs correspondent Norman Humont reports.
There's sheet metal to hammer into place and AC units to prepare. He likes the work and his employer, but Yaning Tang wants to do much more.
If I say I'm satisfied with my present job, I'm lying. Because you know I'm an engineer.
Before coming to Australia in 2019, Mr. Tang worked on big engineering projects in China for more than a decade, designing heating and cooling systems for apartment buildings and hotels, and managing projects with more than 100 workers. None of that made any difference when he applied for engineering jobs here.
During the process of application in Australia, I found nobody cared about that. I don't know why. That's really frustrated me. I really lost the confidence. Yes, that's very tough for me.
A new report from Engineers Australia finds nearly half of qualified migrants can't find jobs. That's despite a 97% jump in engineering job vacancies in a year as companies tool up for billions of dollars in post-COVID infrastructure projects. Dr. Bronwyn Evans is the CEO of Engineers Australia.
So you've sort of got this perfect confluence of big projects coming online, almost double the demand for engineers, and yet we've got this pool of engineers who are ready to work and can't find work.
Nearly 60% of the 106,000 members of Engineers Australia were born overseas. And Mohammed Al-Kafaji from the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia believes the barriers they face are familiar for all migrants in the job market.
The problem that Australia has is unfortunately unconscious bias to do with migrants around people's accents, where they come from.
The Engineers Australia report finds the biggest barrier to employment comes down to two words that migrant applicants know all too well: local experience. For Andrea Gonzalez, after coming from Colombia, it took three engineering degrees, countless applications, and an unpaid internship before finally securing a full-time job matched to her skills.
I applied for many jobs and it was very difficult. I always was rejected. I think self-confidence can get very low because, you know, I'm qualified, I found a passion, I want to work, but they don't give me the opportunity.
Engineer Andrea Gonzalez, ending Norman Hermont's report.